Okay, let's get started. So, let me first start by saying I'm nervous as a deer in headlights, but although the odds I'm here, and who exactly am I? Let's just say for now, anonymous from Detroit, Michigan. Go Lions! LOL. but I don't know how many higher power or God praisers we have. If you didn't know, you're about to learn about recovery in Christ. Starting with the Apostle Paul said, just as our body have many parts and each part has a special function, so it is with Christ's body. We are many parts of one body and we all belong to each other. We are God's masterpiece. He has created us anew in Christ. Jesus, seek God, seek someone higher than yourself. To have a view to where we fit in the schemes of things, we need to see that God has a purpose for our lives. Addiction sure wasn't God's plan, so who switched them up? It sure wasn't anyone else controlling your body, but you. So the free will and choice is on you. But check this out, it matters more. The Bible is saying, then Christ will make his home in your hearts as you trust in him. In him alone, in all things you do. Now, later on, it will talk about faith, but I'm telling you now, it's going to take faith in who? Not yourself, but through Christ Jesus. Now, back to trust. It continues to say your roots will grow down into God's love and keep you strong. You must pray. And may you, not your mama, your daddy, your auntie, your cousin, whomever, know it says you, may you, as all God's people, should know how wide, how long, how high, and how deep his love is. Basically, you will know, you should know. Now, you may experience the love of Christ, though it is too great to understand fully. Then you will be made complete. You're free, okay? You will be made complete with all the fullness of life and power that comes from God. Now, don't be a Lucifer copycat. God is trusting you because one, you trust in Christ through them, which faith ties into that. What's faith? Let me look it up for us as I write this for the ones who don't know truly. Like myself, faith is complete trust. Oops. There goes that word again. Continuing, trust is complete faith, and faith is complete trust or confidence in someone or something. Wow. Now, all glory be to God who is able through his mighty power at work from within us. Use me, O God. Saying as he works within us, it's to accomplish infinitely more than we might
ask or think, more than we would ask or think? So powerful. I would love to have just about anything that I didn't ask for or think about. Such a blessing. Some higher power wants you to notice, express love, and not just from giving us Christ. Open your eyes, smell the blessings on the other side calling. Now glory to him in the church and in Christ Jesus through all generations forever and ever. Amen. Therefore, I am prisoner for serving the Lord, which now will be our trials and tribulations. Tests. Our trials and tribulations are our tests. Our life is a test. This is not our home. Just as it says as in the Lord's Prayer, thou shalt be done on earth as it is in heaven. So, if there's supposed to be something done on earth as it is in heaven, I would consider, me personally, I consider this as my hell. This isn't my home. Okay, but that's not for everybody. That's just my personal opinion. And God, forgive me if I'm misleading. Now, as I was saying, Paul continues on saying, I beg you to lead a life of your calling, for you have been called by God. That's beautiful. Let me ask you all, who has picked up the call of God? Okay, now who sees the call but doesn't pick up? All right, now who just doesn't notice the call because just like in reality, they just own a phone, never answer the calls, no nothing. I know most of us know one person who you thought, why do they even have a phone? In general, life basically, that's saying a person is not even worth God calling for them, which is wrong. God calls us all, but there's only few who hear and pick up the call. Now, ending my speech, I leave you with this. We need to find places where our talents and our abilities God gave us are heightened and highlighted, and can also be used to help others. Adding what good are you to others if you don't enjoy what you do or who you are, who you truly are deep down within. Okay, so doing this will show that we have gained honest understanding with God and of who God created us to be. He loves us and wants us to realize our place in the body of Christ and our unique purpose in life. Thank you. Now go shine on.